More reinforcements are on their way to Victoria to combat the worrying jump in coronavirus cases. Hundreds of extra federal workers are being sent to 10 Melbourne suburbs that have been declared hotspots as the number of new cases in the state reaches its highest level since March. For more, I spoke with Rachel Mealy. Rachel, good morning. What assistance is the federal government sending to Victoria?
Well, Sabra, the federal government will send 800 personnel to Victoria to help with the testing blitz. Among them are 100 team leaders to support on-the-ground coordination of community engagement and door knocking in those hotspot suburbs. There'll also be 500 Commonwealth staff to help with those door knocking teams and 200 clinical staff who'll carry out testing at fixed testing sites, and that'll free up other staff to set up mobile testing in those suburbs. The Commonwealth support is in addition to the 75 Defence Force personnel who are already in place in Victoria, and a Victorian government spokesperson says this is a public health bushfire. Just as we help out other states in summer, help is coming from across the nation now, and we're grateful for that. Yesterday was the 13th straight day of double-digit case numbers, and Victoria is on a worrying upward trend. The government there is considering introducing stay-at-home orders in local hotspots. The Victorian Health Minister says the new cases were in the inner north and western suburbs, but she's reminded Victorians that the virus doesn't stick to postcodes and that everyone should remain vigilant.
Rachel, what impact will the Victorian outbreak have on the decisions to reopen state borders?
Well, today is decision day for the Queensland government. The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has previously flagged July the 10th as a possible day for reopening that state's borders. But the latest surge in cases in Victoria may change that. Now, Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, will brief the Premier today and she'll take those recommendations to the Cabinet. But Jeanette Young may have already given an indication of her stance yesterday when she imposed strict new quarantine measures on Queensland sporting players who travel to Victoria to play AFL or NRL. They'll have to quarantine for 14 days when they come back to Queensland. The tourism industry says it's concerned about the Victorian outbreak, but still thinks the borders can be opened in a safe way. And in South Australia, the Premier there will also look at this issue today. Stephen Marshall says the previously suggested date of the 20th of July there for reopening the borders now looks shaky.
Rachel Mealy reporting there.